Excuses, excuses, excuses. Everybody has them. An excuse for doing this, an excuse for not doing that. Sometimes it seems as if people have more excuses than anything else. Whoever invented excuses must have thought that it would solve problems, that it would help big and little people to avoid doing what they did not want to do. Do you use excuses? You and I both know excuses just cause more problems. Spokes has not learned this yet. He still believes that excuses work. In fact, he has been writing an excuse book. Every day he spends 2 hours listing all the excuses he has heard or has used for getting out of doing something. Isn't that silly? A book of excuses. Anyway, he carries his book with him everywhere he goes because he thinks he cannot live a day without excuses. Let's listen to Spokes reading his excuse book.
Oh, this is the greatest book I've ever read. Let's see now. When I don't want to see someone, I have a stomach ache. That's a good one. It works most of the time. When I don't want to do homework, I say I sprained my wrist playing baseball. When I don't want to clean my room, I say somebody else messed it up. It's not my job. When I don't want to eat certain foods, I say, oh, I've got a toothache. That's a real good one. Uh-oh, somebody's coming.
What are you doing in here? Hey, what are you reading, Spokes?
Oh, this is a terrific book. It's good for everybody. It's my excuse book, and I wrote it.
Wow, you wrote a book, Spokes? That's wonderful. What's an excuse book about?
Yeah, what's an excuse book?
An excuse book is something everyone can use. It helps to avoid doing things you don't want to do.
I don't understand. How do excuses work?
Excuses are make-believe reasons, Lisa. Like I would say, I don't want to go to school because I have a sore throat. I really don't have a sore throat, but it's a good excuse and it works.
I don't think your excuses are a very good idea because you're not telling the truth, folks.
Well, sometimes, but you should listen to big people. They use excuses all the time. Just the other day I heard Mrs. Melvin tell telephone company she was sorry that she didn't mail her check, but she could find a stamp.
That's funny.
You think that's funny? The next time they called back, she said she couldn't find a mailbox.
I don't know. Excuses sound like a way to avoid being responsible. Well, the friendly mirror told us that responsibility means accepting that you are the cause of what happened.
Responsibility. Listen to this. I saw Mr. Merriweather eating a big piece of chocolate cake.
So what's wrong with that?
Why, Tommy, you remember, Mr. Merriweather started a diet last week to lose 30 pounds, and he's not supposed to eat any sweets.
Well, Mrs. Merriweather caught him eating the cake and asked him what he thought he was doing.
Yeah, and what did good old Mr. Merriweather say?
He turned red and said, I forgot that I was on a diet.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Well, I think if you're going to use excuses, they should be good. That's why I wrote this book, so you can have a good excuse to avoid doing anything you don't want to do.
I don't think these excuses are a very good idea. I don't think they work for Mrs. Melvin or Mr. Merriweather or anyone. Using excuses means you're not taking responsibility.
Oh, Lisa, responsibility, responsibility. You've been listening to the friendly mirror too much.
Yeah, and besides, excuses work. If you don't want to use them, you can just leave. Because Tommy and I will try some out. Right, Tommy?
Right. I can't wait. I have some math homework I'd like to avoid doing, and I really...
Oh, maybe you should listen to Lisa about responsibility. Excuses can create more problems.
Oh, dear. Everybody's always telling us what to do. Well, I'll tell you, I like my excuses, and nobody's going to take them away from me.
Excuses don't work,
Spock. They do, too.
How do you know anyway, Lisa? You don't have an excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to school. You'll find out about excuses.
Lisa, sometimes people have to learn for themselves what will work and what does not work. Let Spokes and Tommy try their excuses. Then they can tell us what happens.
Yeah, sounds good to me. And then when you want an excuse, Lisa, you'll have to write your own.
Well,
you won't get any from my book.
Well, I don't want any excuses. I want to take responsibility for my life.
Oh, Lisa, you didn't make your bed.
Well, I didn't have time because of you two. I'll be late for school now.
That's an excuse. Lisa uses excuses.
Lisa uses excuses.
Lisa realized that she had just used an excuse, and she certainly did not want to use excuses like Spokes and Tommy. She did have time to make her bed, so she made her bed very quickly and neatly and left Tommy and Spokes to work on their excuses.
Let's see. I've got it, Tommy. When you go to school tomorrow, you tell your teacher the dog ate your homework. That's pretty good.
I don't know about that one, Spokes. I don't even have a dog. Do you have another one?
Well, let's see. You can say you just finished your homework when you heard a loud noise outside your window.
Yeah, I like this. Then what do I say?
Then you say you saw two men climbing up the wall, trying to break in your room. You ran to tell your parents what was happening.
Wow, this is great.
By the time you got back to your room, the two men were gone, and so were math homework.
Wow, what an excuse.
Yeah, that's one of my very special excuses.
But, Spokes, what I need is a simple excuse. An easy excuse to remember.
I've got it. You can limp and tell your teacher you sprained your ankle.
Hey, yeah, I can say that I did it last night playing baseball.
Yeah.
And I was planning to go right home and do my math homework, but because my ankle hurt so much and it swelled up, I couldn't do my homework.
That's it, Tommy. And I'll go play baseball with you.
Hey, that's a terrific excuse.
Tommy and Spokes played baseball all evening. This is great, thought Tommy. I don't have to worry about my stupid math homework. The next day, Tommy went to school and told his teacher that he sprained his ankle and didn't have a chance to do his homework. Do you know what Tommy's teacher said? Let's find out. Tommy has just come home from school, and he seems very anxious to talk to Spokes.
Spokes! Spokes, where are you? I want to talk to you.
Tommy's voice did not sound very friendly, so Spokes hid in his drawer, hoping that nobody would see him. But it was too late. Lisa saw Spokes' antennas above the drawer.
Oh, Spokes! Tommy's calling you. I think he wants to talk to you, probably about those excuses you gave him.
Yeah.
Tommy walked into the room and saw Spokes' antennas.
So there you are. Come out right now. I want to talk to you.
Not now, Tommy. I'm taking my beauty nap.
Spokes!
That doesn't sound like a very good excuse to me.
And that's just what I want to talk to you about, excuses and how they don't work.
Oh, dear. What seems to be the problem, Tommy?
I'll tell you what the problem is. Your excuse book and the excuse you gave me, it didn't work. Everything went wrong.
Tommy, don't give me any of your excuses.
Excuses? I'm going to tell you what happened.
I hope you don't mind if I listen, Tommy. I'd like to hear what happened when you used an excuse.
Yeah, me too, Friendly Mirror. I've been waiting to hear all about excuses.
I've been waiting to hear all of the bad excuses. This is a private conversation between Tommy and me.
I don't care who listens, Spokes, because I want everyone to know how excuses don't work.
Well, I have a special guarantee. Tommy, if your first excuse doesn't work, I'll give you another one at no extra charge.
Another one? I don't want any more excuses ever.
Well, then you can give it to Lisa for her birthday gift.
Oh, no, I don't believe in excuses.
Or you can save your extra excuse for an important day when you really want to avoid doing something.
Spokes, that's enough. I don't want any more excuses. Just listen to what happened when I used your excuse. I went to school and told my teacher that I sprained my ankle and I couldn't do my math homework.
Good.
My teacher was so nice, she told me to sit down and not to worry about anything.
That's pretty good, Tommy.
That's not all. She thought the school and the nurse should take a look at my ankle, so she sent me to the nurse's office.
You had to go to the nurse's office?
Well, this isn't very funny, because I had to sit in the nurse's office for 2 hours. 2 whole hours. Do you know how boring it is to sit around and do nothing for 2 hours?
Well, I don't know. I like to do that all the time. Sit around and do nothing.
No, I don't. And while I was in the nurse's office, my class had a surprise birthday party for Ginny, and I missed it. I missed the whole party. They had games, ate birthday cake, and had a great time, and I missed it all because of your dumb excuse, folks.
Tommy, just so I understand, why did you miss Jenny's birthday party?
I missed it because Spokes is dumb.
I think he missed it because you're dumb.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
Hey, don't pick on my friend Tommy.
You be quiet, Spokes.
Oh, dear.
Well, I think it's your fault for using the excuse. You're responsible, Tommy. Nobody made you use the excuse. Nobody forced you to use it.
Hey, that's right, Lisa. I just gave Tommy the excuse. He decided to use it.
It's not my fault. I never even heard of an excuse book till Spokes was reading it yesterday. I would never even have thought about using an excuse for my math homework if it wasn't for Spokes.
Tommy, aren't you using an excuse now by blaming it on Spokes?
Well, it is his fault.
But who used the excuse, Tommy?
Well, I guess I did.
That's right, Tommy. You did!
Spokes!
Now, who is responsible for using the excuse?
Well, I'm responsible. I decided to use it. Spokes didn't make me do it. I guess nobody can make you do anything.
That's very good, Tommy. Nobody can make us do anything. Every one of us is responsible when we decide to do something or when we decide not to do something.
So, when you're responsible, you don't use excuses. Is that right?
That's right, Lisa. Excuses are used to blame someone else or something else for what happens.
I keep hearing this word, responsibility, and I don't understand what it means. Responsibility. Is that some kind of a truck or something?
Oh, folks, responsibility is your willingness to accept that you are the cause of whatever happens. Do you understand that?
You mean I caused Tommy to miss the birthday party?
No. Tommy has to take responsibility for missing the birthday party. He decided to use the excuse. But you are responsible for how Tommy feels about you right now.
Yeah, he's mad at me. I guess I started it.
When you take responsibility, you create your own world. Tommy created his situation at school by using the excuse that he sprained his ankle and couldn't do his math homework. You, folks, created your situation by giving Tommy excuses. As a result, Tommy is upset with you.
Well, it seems to me that excuses create bad results. I mean, when Tommy used an excuse, he missed the birthday party. That was the result of using an excuse. So Tommy is responsible for accepting that result, right?
Right, Lisa.
Now I'm beginning to understand why I use excuses too, but I never wanted to accept results or the outcome of using my excuses.
I thought you didn't use excuses,
well,
Lisa.
Well, not very often, but I do use them. Well, I remember just the other day I didn't want to clean up my room, so I told my parents that I had to do my history project.
Yeah, I remember that too. You were just trying to get out of cleaning your room.
Yeah, that's true. So I made up this long speech about how important school was and how I should do my history project rather than cleaning up my room. And of course, Mom and Dad believe school is very important, so they said that was fine. And I thought I just avoided cleaning my room, and I felt great until Lynn called.
What happened when Lynn called, Lisa?
Well, she called and she wanted me to go swimming with them, and I had just finished my history project, so I thought that would be fun. So I told Mom and Dad that I finished my homework and I wanted to go swimming. And do you know what they said?
I want to hear. Maybe I can write it in my excuse book.
Folks, this wasn't very funny. They told me that I could just stay home and clean up my room since I had just finished my homework. So I didn't get to go swimming and I still had to clean up my room. Boy, was I upset.
Lisa, who were you upset with?
Well, with my Mom and Dad for not letting me go swimming.
Lisa, you created the situation by using an excuse.
Yeah, Lisa, you used an excuse, so you're responsible.
Oh, no, I'm not. I did my homework,
Lisa,
and
Lisa, you just said I was responsible when I used the excuse about having a sprained ankle to get out of doing my math homework. Now, you used an excuse to get out of cleaning your room. It's the same thing.
Well, I guess it is. It's always easier to see what you do wrong, Tommy and Spokes, than it is to see what I do wrong.
That's very good, Lisa. It usually is easier to watch other people use excuses, make mistakes, not take responsibility. When it comes to ourselves, we have to look very, very carefully so we can see when we do those same things.
Yeah, now I see that I use excuses too, just like Tommy and Spokes. Folks.
I told you so. Lisa uses excuses,
well,
too.
Maybe I do, but now I know that excuses don't work.
Lisa, when you couldn't go swimming, who was responsible?
Well, I guess it wasn't Mom and Dad. They were just reminding me that I had to clean my room. I was responsible because I used an excuse to avoid cleaning my room. So not being able to go swimming was the result. And since I created the situation by using an excuse, I had to accept the result.
All this talk. So what we really have to do is use better excuses.
Oh, no, folks. Responsibility means giving up your excuses for not doing something.
Give up my excuses? Are you crazy? Then I wouldn't know how to get out of doing things I don't want to do.
The point is to do what needs to be done, rather than trying to get out of something.
You mean, since I need to do my math homework, I should just do it rather than think up excuses to get out of it?
That's right, Tommy. Do your math homework and get it done.
And I should clean my room rather than making up excuses so I don't have to clean it. Right, Friendly Mirror?
That's right, Lisa. The point is not to try to get out of anything. The idea is to do what needs to be done and have a good time. You see, Lisa and Tommy, if you have something to do, you just decide that you're going to have fun doing it. Lisa, how long does it take you to clean your room?
Well, when I really clean it and I want to get it done, especially when I have something else rather than do, it takes me about 15 minutes.
15 minutes isn't very long.
No, you know, it's really not. And sometimes I even have fun cleaning my room.
Well, you see, Lisa, that's a good idea. So if you're going to clean your room, how can you make it fun?
Well, sometimes when I'm cleaning my room, I rearrange the furniture and I set it up in a different way. And then I design my room so it looks different. And then I pretend I just moved into a new house. And then when I get the job done, it feels really good to have cleaned my room.
Lisa, you just did it. You just gave up your excuses. You've cleaned your room and made it fun instead of work. And you also feel good about doing your job well and feeling the satisfaction of completing the job.
Yeah,
Family Mirror, I could use some help here. I mean, there are times when I have homework to do, and I'd rather be playing baseball.
Well, Tommy, let's go back to your math homework. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, my math homework usually is the one I don't like to do.
Tommy, isn't there some way you can change it around? Isn't there some way that your math homework has something to do with baseball?
How can math have anything to do with baseball? Well, in baseball, you do have to keep score, and that means you have to add up the numbers.
Right, Tommy. Math does have a lot to do with baseball.
Well, now that you mention it, it does seem to me that baseball is a matter of addition, and in math, we both addition every day. I never thought math could relate to baseball. In fact, I wonder if I got better at math if I wouldn't be better at baseball.
I don't know the answer to that question, Tommy, but you certainly could try it. And in the meantime, you could have a lot of fun doing your math homework, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could do it and get better at baseball. Then it would really be fun to come to class and know that I did my math homework well.
Tommy and Lisa started smiling as they realized all the ways they could live their life without any excuses. Giving up your excuses is a great idea, they both agreed.
And a lot more fun, too!
It makes everything easier. But Spokes did not want to have anything to do with this. He clutched his excuse book tighter and tighter.
Well, nobody's going to take my excuses away from me. I've had these excuses all my life. I use excuses for everything.
Spokes, just give up your excuses and accept responsibility for your life.
Are you crazy? Give up my excuses? I wouldn't know what to do. And responsibility, that doesn't sound like any fun to me. I'm going to keep my excuses forever.
Being responsible means you can have more fun, Spokes.
Yeah, I have a lot more fun when I accept responsibility and give up my excuses.
All this talk, excuses, taking responsibility for yourself. I can't even think straight. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to take my excuse book and go in the restroom and read. At least I can get some peace and quiet in there. Oh, no!
Tommy and Lisa started laughing because Smoke stumbled and his excuse book fell right straight into the toilet.
Oh, dear. Whatever shall I do? My excuses are all washed up. I won't know what to do. I spend at least 2 hours a day thinking of excuses and writing them down. What am I going to do without my excuses?
Poor Spokes. He thought everything was over because he didn't have any excuses. What do you think? Spokes can have a lot more fun without his excuse book, can't he? Let's hear what the friendly mirror has to say.
Spokes, how do you feel not carrying your excuse book around with you?
Well, it will be a lot easier. It was such a heavy book, and it was hard to carry with me everywhere I went.
So it'll be easier not to have a heavy excuse book with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, it will be a lot easier. In fact, I'm starting to feel lighter. Boy, that book sure was heavy. Look at me stand up straighter. Oh, what will I do without my excuses?
You can have a lot more fun without your excuses.
And you can just do what needs to be done.
And you can accept responsibility for creating your own world.
Well, maybe I can do better without my excuses. I used to spend 2 hours a day writing my excuses in my book. Think of all the extra time I'll have. It was a lot of work writing in that book.
Yeah, you can go swimming with us.
Yeah, I can do a lot of things without excuses. I feel great not having excuses anymore.
Me too.
Lisa, Tommy, and Spokes have made an important decision. They have decided that life is a lot more fun without excuses. Spokes is very happy that he doesn't have an excuse book anymore, and Tommy and Lisa are very happy that they don't have to think up any more excuses. Do you join Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes and give up your excuses? All you have to do is give up your excuses and just decide that what you do is going to be fun. And if you have something to do, just do it. You can make anything fun, can't you? When you make things fun and give up your excuses, it's accept responsibility for your life. And by the way, there's no excuse for not giving up your excuses. Now, Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, Lisa, and boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special word.
Our first special word is word.
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, I will replace the words I can't do it with I can do it. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I will replace the words I can't do it with I can do it. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
I will replace the words I can't do it with I can do it.
Once again. I will replace the words I can't do it with I can do it. That's great.
Now, our second special word is excuses.
Our friendly lesson is, when I give up my excuses, I get more done. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I give up my excuses, I get more done. Now I want you to say the friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I give up my excuses, I get more done.
Once again, when I give up my excuses, I get more done.
The third special word is results.
And our friendly lesson is, when I use an excuse, I am responsible for the result. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I use an excuse, I am responsible for the result. Now, I want you to say the friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I use an excuse, I am responsible for the result.
Okay, gang, one more time. When I use an excuse, I am responsible for the result.
Good job. Now you too, boys and girls, can create your own world. And in the meantime, we all want you to have a happy day.
Yay! Happy day. Ho, ho, ho.